Welcome back, everyone. All of our members have our financial statements already. So if you're a non-member, you'd like to have a look at the financials, then they're available here. So just in the next 15 seconds before we start, if you do want to grab a copy of the financials, they're here. If you've got them electronically, please use that copy because I don't have lots of printed copies. This is going to be a very short, informal business session because there's no requirement for us to have anything lengthy or do anything official today. So there is, no one wants the financials. That's good. Up here, if you'd like to grab a copy, help yourself. You can hand them out if you like, Dan. Thank you, sir. So the bottom line with the financials this year is that we made a very small surplus of about $2,000. And given that economies of scale work against us in Tasmania, that's a good outcome. We do report to the ACNC with our annual information statement. We as a state executive report to the national executive four times a year, and that includes finances, ministry activities, Safer Churches reports, and I think there's about five different documents that go to the National Executive Quarterly. So there's lots of reporting. We comply with all our legal requirements and our constitutional requirements and our movement requirements with all our reporting. And we do have a copy. What you have handed out just now, that's the audited financials. I've got a couple of copies here of the full audited report with all the signatures. So if anyone wants to have a look at that, you're more than welcome to grab a copy and come and see me. I also have a copy of the general ledger. If anyone has any specific questions about money in and money out and all that type of stuff, I'm happy to answer any questions and show you that as well. So the bottom line is that we have a surplus of $2,200, and all our income and expenditure was very, very similar to 2017. So we're reporting today on the 2018 calendar year, which is our financial year, and there are very few changes from last year to this current year. So I don't think I'll say anything more than that unless anyone has any questions. Great. So Pastor Dave is going to come now with a president's report and a chat about the state executive.
Well, morning all. Hey, hasn't it been good so far? So, President's Report. I think, I've had my mail read a little bit this morning. So, I just want to start by thanking our exec team. Gus is incredible. He is such a blessing to our state. He's such a blessing to our movement. He's such a blessing to me personally, so a big thank you to you, Gus, for all that you carry for the state. So let's really, really thank Gus for that. A big thank you to the exec team. Certainly, the last 12 months haven't been an easy 12 months for me at a personal level. We've had some dark nights of the soul, and as well as that, we've had a bigger world and bigger time than ever, and lots of things. We've had the worst and the best of times all rolled in together. I only say that to say that in those times, you appreciate and you value family, and you value those people that stand with you. And I want to thank all those people, and the exec team are absolutely amazing. So thank you so much. You will notice too, we've had in Tassie here, those economies of scale is something that is a factor for us. And but you know what? The exciting thing is we can have a different spirit, and we can find ways of working within that and maximising what we have here in the state. And I think we've got a team who are doing that in an incredible way. So thank you for that. That is absolutely brilliant. What I am going to say now is we've got a slightly new look exec team. There's been some changes that have meant that that that's happening. So if you like, I will right now get all the people that are part of our executive here to join us. So I've got Vice President Matt Sharple. So come and join us, Matt. Matt, come up here. Come on. Matt goes back a long way as a friend of mine, and is somebody who's incredibly loyal, a great support, and you know I couldn't want for some better friends. So thank you, Matt. I love having you on our team, and doing great things in the state. By the way, as far as the president's report goes, Matt picked up Youth Alive in probably a less than ideal transition period, and has done an incredible job. So we want to applaud you, Matt. You've just done so well with that. I'm proud of you as a friend and proud of what you're doing for the state. So to obviously Gus Usley, our Secretary Treasurer, Pete Fletcher, the longest serving minister in Tasmania in the ACC movement. And also Peter Shirley has come back on to the state executive, which is absolutely fantastic. It's going to give us a great presence in the north. Before Pete sort of took on this appointment, he did let me know that he already had things in place and was unable to get to the conference here. So we're so pleased to have Pete back with us. Dermot Catulli is going to come on ex officio. So come up here, Dermot, and join us here. And also we have Ian Krutoff. Ian's from Victoria, but he's going to bring a wealth of experience in the church health realm. So he's been doing that in Victoria, and has the capacity in this season to come and work with us here in Tassie on church health and church growth. So thank you, Ian. So if you see Ian's face around, you know what he's up to, who he is, and what he brings. So I do need to address the fact that one of the reasons we've had a few changes is you'll notice that Mark VB is no longer part of the exec team. The reason for that is that Gateway are on a journey a little bit aside from the movement at the moment. So they really are on a journey assessing where they sit as far as their relationship to the movement goes. And I just want to encourage us that, you know, they have an incredible heritage with us as a movement in the state, and God has done incredible things through them and in that region, and will continue to do so. Let's realise that they are great friends, they are kingdom builders, and we still go on the journey together. And I don't think any doors actually close forever. So we're unsure as to what that journey may be down the track, but at the moment they're not officially part of the movement, but I do see them as close people and great friends. You know, Mark and Craig and some of the crew there certainly texted at the start of conference and said, you know, we're believing for great things. So let's just be, you know, as Wayne's continually said, let's be big about these things. Let's realise that we are building a kingdom, and we'll continue on this journey together. But the main reason I address that is so you can actually understand why we've got some changes in the exec team, and I want us to keep a great spirit about that. I want to understand that we are kingdom builders together, and we continue to work that journey together. So I would like now, Pastor Alan, can you come? Would you be kind enough to come and just pray for the exec team as we go into to the next year? And just there, there'd be an anointing, there'd be wisdom, and God will be among us. Yes, that's a good idea. And Elizabeth, can you come and join us too, please? Lizzie, give Lizzie a massive hand. She is... Lizzie's organised the conference. She's intrinsically important in our Energizer world, but serves the state too in an admin and more a leadership capacity. So we want to honour you with this term too, Lizzie. Thank you, Gus, for doing that.
Thanks, Dave. Let me just say before I pray, guys and ladies and gentlemen, lead with courage. Lead with courage. Do what is right, no matter what the cost. Okay? And remember, you serve the Lord, but you also serve these guys. And the biblical model of leadership is that actually we serve them. And whatever you do must be for the best interests and for what is best for them, our churches, and all of our people. And if you lead with courage and do what is right, then God will put his hand of blessing on you. And do not lead for fear. Do not make decisions on the basis of, well, if we don't do this, this is going to happen. Make the right decision and then put that in the hands of God. Amen. And I believe if you do that, you'll be exercising godly principled leadership, which God will honor. Amen. And he's going to bless you down here. Amen. Praise God. Would you stand with me? Reach out your hands towards these fantastic people that are now your leaders, and we're going to pray for God's anointing upon them. Amen. Because that's what we need. Amen. Not just wise leaders, but also anointed leaders. Father, I just thank you for the leadership that we have here before us. I thank you for the many years of experience. I thank you for the wisdom that is here. I thank you for the anointing you've already placed upon their life in their ministry. But Father, we ask for a leadership anointing upon their life now for a different level, Father, for a bigger thing, Father, for a greater thing, for this whole state, Lord, for every church, every person in our church. Anoint them for this task, Lord. Give them a special insight. Give them, Lord, a special capacity for this, Father. Give them that new higher level of wisdom, Father. And I pray, Lord, that they would feel the strength of God flowing through them, that in every meeting they would be aware of the mind of Christ, and that they would be making decisions according to will and purpose of God. That they will walk away from those meetings, know that they did the will of God. They decided according to the purpose of God. And bless them in every decision, Father. Bless them abundantly, Father. Bless them, prosper them, Father. Let them see blessing that they never realized could be theirs. Let them see prosperity, Father, in this state and in every church. And Lord, in everything that they do, let the touch of God be upon it. Let there be a breakthrough. In souls in this state, a breakthrough in new churches in this state. Father, let there be a lifting of the Spirit in the churches. Lord, we just pray that you would just touch them and touch the churches, touch our people here, Father, and bless them in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Alan, and thank you, team.
Thank you for that. You may take your seats just very quickly. A reminder to our credential holders to do your Safer Churches Awareness Refresher online. That is a requirement for you to do that. And for senior pastors, it's your responsibility to make sure your volunteers are up to date with their Safer Churches Awareness Refreshers and courses as well. We do have a new credentialing online portal for coming for pastors very soon. So that will be a great improvement to what we're using at the moment. And that will hopefully be ready before the end of the year. Some of our departments are represented here, so if you want to have a chat to someone, if I mention your name here, if you can just give a wave so people know who you are. Marilyn's here to talk about Indigenous initiatives, so give us a wave, Marilyn. And Dermot, if you want to talk about community engagement, Dermot's the man. We have a representative, Glenys, from Chaplaincy Australia. So Glenys is over from Victoria for our conference, so have a chat to her about chaplaincy matters. And we also have Matt for Youth Alive and Emerging Leaders. And Matt's going to give you a lot more information about that tonight and tomorrow. So you'll hear more from him. And we have Helen here from ACS as well. Is she in the room? Maybe not. So just one last thing is that we have a pastor's breakfast for those in the south of the state. It's on Monday, October the 14th. And it's at the Grace Centre down at Rokeby. And it's a 7:30 a.m. start, $15 for your breakfast. And our guest speaker is Pastor Sean Stanton. So we've had our national president and our national vice president here with us this weekend. And in about a month's time, we have our national secretary with us as well and sharing with us. So Sean is going to be on fire after spending the weekend with the Grace Men and Grace Church, and he's going to stay over for the Monday morning and do a breakfast for us. So put that one in your diaries, and we'll give you some more information via email before too long. Here endeth our business session. Yeah, great. The pause was actually to see if anyone said, what about such and such, because I'd forgotten something, but no one did, so I'm going to assume I haven't forgotten anything. And if you could, because you like standing up and sitting down all the time. If you could stand up and put your hands together for Pastor Dave Morse as he comes to share.